From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 17th. The News Desk 10 stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from BBC News Top. Ukrainian strikes kill 6 in Russia, acting governor says. 6 people have been killed and 4 injured in Ukrainian strikes on Russia's Belgorod region overnight, its acting governor has said. A 14-year-old child was among those injured, Alexander Shuviev wrote on Telegram early on Monday. The strikes come a night after what officials called the largest-scale attack launched by Ukraine this year, in which at least 7 people were killed. Russian attacks on Ukraine also killed at least 7 people and injured more than 39 on the same night. This breaking news story is being updated and more details will be published shortly. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top, LimX on China's robotics development. Jesse Liu, CFO at Chinese robotics firm LimX Dynamics, says China robotics industry is working toward bridging itself with frontier findings in academia. But he tells Bloomberg, the China show that LimX has demonstrated exponential potential for scaling up. Source, Bloomberg, up next. Third, from UPI Top News, 8 Muslim nations condemn Israel's rejection of Gaza roadmap. This website is using a security service to protect itself from online attacks. The action you just performed triggered the security solution. There are several actions that could trigger this block, including submitting a certain word or phrase, a SQL command, or malformed data. You can email the site owner to let them know you were blocked. Please include what you were doing when this page came up and the Cloudflare Ray ID found at the bottom of this page. And then, fourth, from the Hindu Top, will PM respond? Youth demand answers. Congress on NTA retest for 3 UGC NET papers. The Congress on Monday, August 17, 2026 attacked the government after the National Testing Agency announced the retest for 3 papers of the UGC NET June 2026 examination, asking whether Prime Minister Narendra Modi will say anything about his own responsibility. Also read NTA reorganization. Why good intentions need structural reforms for results. The opposition party also questioned why candidates should pay the price for mistakes in the examination system and asserted that the youth of the country demand answers. Next, fifth, from Le Monde, Ndirect, Guerra en Ukraine. L'Union Européenne veut augmenter d'un tiers le nombre de tétés russes sanctionnées. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Up next, sixth, from the Hindu Top. US to tell partners they must pick sides in a AI race with China. Washington last year launched the Pax Silica initiative aimed at securing supply chains for AI models, semiconductors, and critical minerals amid a fierce technology rivalry with Beijing. About 24 countries have joined, including Kazakhstan, a key potential source of critical minerals that has also joined China's coalition, as well as close US allies such as Japan, Australia, and South Korea. The draft letter, prepared by the State Department, is addressed to the 35 signatories of a US. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Top, Geely auto profit climbs as exports counter weak China demand. Next, eighth, from Le Monde, Gaza, El Emissaire Américain Jared Kushner attendu en Israël pour rencontre Benjamin Netanyahu et tenter de faire avancer le plan de Pax. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Up next, ninth, from Bloomberg Top, Farage Pathak Clacton victory won't rush Burnham into an election. In the battle between the Bin and Nigel Farage, there was only ever going to be one winner. The leader of the populist Reform UK party romped home as expected in Thursday's Clacton special election against 33 joke candidates, including his main antagonist and media darling, Count Bineface, a self-styled space warrior with a trash can on his head. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.